Transformers, Matrix Leadership, have just released an actual figurine of the Matrix.
Oh my god, dude, you just dorked all in my eye.
Hey guys, and welcome to the first ever podcast of Dork in Your Eye, brought to you by the creative team at Climbing Shrimp Productions. That consists mostly of me and my mate Mark. And, you know, there'll be people from time to time dropping in. There'll be some interviews and crazy content. For the most part, the show's going to basically be about us getting the content that we want out there, be it stuff to do with comic books, books, music, DVDs, films, games, board games, anything you can think of, really. And we're going to really cherish some of the feedback that we're going to get from you guys and take it on board. We're hoping the show's going to be fun. This is a pilot. That's with very little practice and quite some alcohol in our systems when recorded. I just hope you enjoy it. I hope you have a laugh, and I hope the quality's okay. Head over to climbingshrimp.blogspot.com, our temporary home, for a cool blog with some interesting stuff. And of course, you'll be able to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes as soon as that's made available. I look forward to seeing your comments and getting some feedback. Thanks, guys. Bye.
So we can talk about the Sinestro Wars. DC's only good production this year. The only thing they produced that's
the only
worth.
Thing of theirs I've read.
Yeah, well, you're a Marvel fan. True. But they brought out Countdown, which was meant to be their big thing for the year, and it's Countdown to Another Crisis, because everything DC releases, Infinity Crisis, it's a crisis. Crisis on Infinite Earths, another crisis. Identity Countdown to crisis.
Identity Crisis, yeah, we like Identity Crisis. That's one of the few DC books I did read, Identity Crisis.
Yeah, but it was all about crisis.
They love that word.
They love it. Ever since they
important.
Did. In the like 60s when they did the first one from the Golden Age to Silver Age,
yeah.
They had their first crisis, and the first crisis
no,
carried on because
their books.
Of, yeah. And they're like, oh, we'll do it by killing off a character. Crisis! Ooh, Crisis on Infinite Earths. And so the character of the crisis is on. But Sinestro Wars has snuck in. It was just a side story, meant to be a really sub story, just for Green Lanterns. And it was fucking badass. Okay. So much better. I think it's better than any Marvel production this year. I'm going to say I enjoyed it more than Civil War.
Ooh.
Yeah, really putting it out.
I don't
there.
Think it was better than Civil War.
Well, I'm glad you disagree with me on that, because otherwise it would be really dull.
I liked it a lot. I mean, I'm not a massive DC, sometimes so the importance of what was going on might have been lost to me a little bit. I mean, I like my Wildstorm stuff from that universe. Inside DC, there's some great stuff like Planetary, which I absolutely fucking love.
Which is now
Mr. Ellis,
back.
Write it, finish it, you bastard!
Which has now been brought back because 52 is back, which is the 52 different universes, and the Wildstorm universe is definitely said it's one of them. It is going to be one of their universes.
Good. It's good stuff in Wildstorm. Alright, Civil War, it's hard to compare because it's like the previous year.
Really? No, it's still 2007. They're both in 2007.
Civil War's kind of been going on longer than that, though, isn't it?
But so is the Green Lantern Sinestro...
Not the Sinestro War itself.
But the build-up to it has. The build-up has been going for fucking ages.
Yeah, but the build-up to any comic has been going for fucking ages ever since the comic started, if you
well,
like.
Well, no, actually, it's been since Hal Jordan came back in 2005.
Whatever.
Hey, just because I know more than you.
You know more about DC...
I know more about Marvel, probably.
I doubt it. I might be new to the world of comics, but I've hit it hard.
Yeah.
With a passion.
Yeah, and I hit it back in the 80s with my Transformer comics.
Fucking Transformers. You and your fucking Transformers.
Yeah,
all you want to do is talk about fucking Transformers.
I love my Transformers. Transformers are great things.
Anyway, moving on.
In disguise.
See? We have female agreement with me.
No,
that means vaginas
like
agree with me and not with you.
Vaginas. Anyway, move on. Next topic.
Sorry. DVDs. Grindhouse. Was released, or in the movie theatre, it came out as a double. It was Planet Terror and Death Proof.
Yep.
Here, when it hit the theatres here, it came out separately.
Uh-huh.
And now it's been released as DVD separately. Do we reckon that's a good thing? Because it means you can just get the one good film, which is Planet Terror, and that Death Proof was meant to have brought the film down.
I haven't seen either yet, but I think it's a bit of a shame, because it was always intended to be done in a certain way, and they've kind of hurt
double feature, classics.
They've hurt the creative, you know, inspiration behind the films, and now they've kind of just like split it up for money reasons and shit. I haven't seen either, like I said. I am more interested in the zombie one.
Everyone's more. It's got Rose, whatever her name is, hot.
McGowan. Yeah, she's
her,
fit.
Yeah.
I watched some of the images from it, and yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, we all watched the images,
Charmed.
You know, a bit of.
She was in Charmed, yeah, a bit of a. Okay. Keep that to yourself.
She was engaged to What's-His-Face.
Who's What's-His-Face?
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, that's
really?
That was
yeah.
Real life, not in Charmed.
She was engaged to Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, she was his lover. She
interesting
used to go,
taste in men.
She used to go down to the red carpets in literally a see-through outfit the whole time. So you
nice.
See everything, including Vag.
Wasn't she in a cult when she was younger?
Yeah, I think she's done a lot of porn.
She sounds like a nasty piece of ass.
Yeah, I could imagine she'd be a kinky fuck.
Tap some of that. Yeah.
Not as much as Alyssa Milano, because she's so much hotter.
Well, but you know, she might look better, but she's probably not as dirty.
Oh, I don't know.
She was in Predator.
Really?
She what? Was a little girl. Not the Predator, Commando.
Commando. She was a little... I've also got her erotic thriller she did, which was really filthy. Vampire erotic thriller.
I don't want to know anymore.
She's married to the guy who...
It doesn't matter who she's married, she's going to sit on me. Leo.
Yes,
she's married to Leo?
Yeah, wow, in real life.
And but okay. Leo was fucking... Okay, we've moved on way, way off target there. Writer strikes.
Ooh. Very annoying. But, yeah. You know, respect to them. It just means a lot of our shows might never come back.
Which I blame on the writers, to be perfectly honest. That just annoys me. I'm a fan. I put money into the things.
You don't really put money into it. You watch them on TV.
Well, yeah, I buy the things.
You can't blame the writers for that. You do understand why, yeah. And sometimes, Mark, it's not always good to take devil's advocate because these guys demand and deserve every bit of respect.
I know, I just felt like being a dick to you.
Okay.
Remakes. This is a subject close to my heart.
Okay.
Really annoys me. I mean, I'm a huge 80s Transformers fan. Old school Optimus Prime.
Yes.
I did enjoy the movie, which I didn't expect. Mm. I also enjoyed the Beast Wars cartoon, which is a later Transformers 90s time. Really well done.
Optimus Primal,
yes.
Oh, that's
but
terrible.
They have now released a new Transformers, and this is so stupid. They've done it so the new cartooning style, it's a human figure, human physique with the old school Optimus like body paint on it, pretty much. It's like he's just wearing a cat suit on a human body. The face looks horrible because it's a humanoid face. He has a chin. He has a mouth that moves and makes like smiley. He's got cheeks. He has cheekbones that change the face of the shape. All of the Transformers have that. It looks horrible.
I need to see some pictures of that. That sounds really messed up.
Yeah, it is worst thing I've seen, and they look terrible when they transform as well. I mean, I'm all for doing remakes, sort of, as long as they're done well. But that type of thing is just stupid. I think it belittles children in some respects, and youth, because of...
Belittles children?
Yeah.
That's a serious allegation.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as paedophilia.
belittles
the intelligence of people. You know, you give them stupid stuff to watch, so they will become more stupid. Let's be honest.
I see what you're saying. I don't know if it's just if it's an artistic direction you don't like the look of. That doesn't make it a stupid cartoon.
Oh, from what I've heard of it, what I've read, I've never actually
dumbed down Transformers.
Yeah,
sounds hard to do,
but they've done it.
But they've somehow achieved that. Well, yeah. They should be congratulated for being idiots, then maybe.
Well, they did it with the Cybertron. It was done a little while ago.
Cybertron.
We haven't talked about AVPR.
Good film.
We can discuss that.
Yeah, it definitely improved the series.
Yeah, I've heard some really, really negative stuff. And all I could think is, these people gone into that movie expecting some kind of cinematic masterpiece.
Yeah. They're expecting,
how stupid are they?
They're expecting to walk in and watch Alien or Aliens. But
well, even then, if you take them... I mean, alright. But they're not exactly cinematic masterpieces.
But Alien was really revolutionary for when it was done.
Watch that now.
Yeah, I know, but we're
take
talking...
That, if that came out now...
Yeah,
you'd be like,
but it helped make the genre of what it is today. I mean,
I can see that.
You need to think of it in that respect. To think of that this genre wasn't there, and then suddenly a film like that is released, but it blows your mind.
Another reason why Aliens is considered such a good movie is that it is a fucking amazing action film.
Yeah,
that's all that is. It's a fucking amazing action film.
Bringing back the Alien that was made amazing.
Exactly.
From
it's not doing anything that new.
No.
Even for when it was made, it wasn't the formula wasn't new. How they made that with the tents and the plotting and the devices. It's just because it was a great way of changing and moving up the series, which nobody expected to be changed in that way.
Yeah, it was a complete new evolution.
Yeah, of the series. But it's not a groundbreaking film.
AVPR, good film, like I said. The cult, the second one was just an amazing action film, and it moved the series on a different way to be expected. Alien vs. Predator was bad, in my opinion, because it didn't show the audience what they wanted. All audiences went there wanting to see Alien versus the Predator.
Yeah, a big ruck.
Yeah, fight. They just wanted to see a fucking ruckus.
For real.
But they did so much quick cutting and quick edits, it just looked...
And they were trying to be clever and smart with the setting, and that's not what we wanted. We wanted what we got with AVPR. We got a town, we got some hapless moron humans.
Who got slaughtered, and it made us so happy.
It was so many cool kills in that. The people were complete cliches for the most part, the characters. But you don't want to focus on them. You want to focus on the Predator, kicking badass alien
and
ass.
The hunt of hunting down the aliens and why he's doing it a little bit.
Exactly.
I would have liked less humans and more alien and more predator in it.
Even more, I think I would have been too much. I mean, it was cool to see the humans get hold of some hardware, man, and really kick some alien ass. You know, that was quite good to see, but I think there was enough. I think there was a lot of alien versus predator action there.
Oh, no, no, I don't mean like that. I mean, like, I'd have liked to have cut some of the bits of the, you know, panning up to the predator. I told you how much that bugged the hell out of me.
I just think that's inexperienced directors.
Yeah, they were just like, and pan up, blood trail, blood trail, blood trail, blood trail, blood trail, blood trail, predator.
They weren't good. It's not. There wasn't like amazingly well directed film.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting what we got: violence and action.
It was lots of fun
and good deaths. There were some really fun deaths.
Blondie gets skewered.
Yeah, and the burning the arm off. Oh, spoiler warning! Spoiler warning!
It's hardly a spoiler warning unless you go into detail. I mean, people know what you're going to get.
Yeah, true.
Predators. Killing aliens, killing humans.
But Blondie, as soon as you see Blondie, you'll know who Blondie is.
Oh, you will. She's very cute, but cute people had to die in horror movies. That's the lore.
But she should have got naked first.
She took a lot of clothes off.
She should have got naked. I wanted to see full-on penetration before she got killed.
You always want to see full-on penetration, Mark. It doesn't matter what the film is. You could be watching fucking Elizabeth or The Queen, and you want to see full-on penetration.
I want to see full-on Care Bear penetration.
Oh, Mark, you need to be locked up.
You're ruining my childhood.
Anyway, that's our ABPR review. It was good. I'm going to give it... Let's do star ratings. I'm going to give it a solid, fun 8 out of 10 for getting what I expected out of it and really enjoying it.
Yeah, it was better than I expected, so I'm going to go with that as well. I was expecting something a bit crapper with just good action. But the story was fun. It was a laugh. You can enjoy yourself watching.
Badass Predator comes to sort out some alien asses on the Earth. That's
a Predalien. Everybody wanted to see a Predalien.
It was a bit pants.
It was a bit head heavy.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff going up on top, wasn't there? Yeah.
He had his dreads. He had his dreads going.
But it's cool to see he was the daddy. Yeah. And he was, like, in charge. And some interesting new infestation manners that were done.
Yeah. Definitely had some feeling of the video games in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The humans getting slaughtered.
Arts rape. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I would have given the film overall a 6, but the aliens and the predator an 8.
So is that for the acting performance of them? Because they were men in suits and not CGI, which
they're
is
really
nice to see.
Good men in suits. Amazingly good men in suits.
No, because they're just really cool.
Okay, so that is the cult reference there.
Just really cool from the lady in the house.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to talk about I Am Legend. It was long ago and I'm struggling to remember it.
Okay.
I need to see the DVD.
Well, I'm going to throw something out to our listeners. Hey,
yawn then.
I feel that I Am Legend was great. I love the story and I love the way it's done. Do you think it deserves getting some of the bad reviews it's had? Some of the feedback for it has been appalling.
Leave your comments on our blog. Before we get off comic books, I think we should definitely talk about smaller ones, more independent ones, smaller publishers, Image, Top Cow, Vertigo, anything, Dark Horse. Yeah, Dark Horse, but they're not, I don't really class them as a small one, because they've got some huge licenses.
Yeah, true. But Vertigo's got some huge licenses. Sandman.
It's pretty niche, man.
No, that's huge. Sandman is a big...
No, but even then, Neil Gaiman, I said, it's pretty niche. That's not what I'd call it.
I don't know, any Neil Gaiman fan reads Sandman, and there are quite a lot of...
Anyway... I mean, I've got some favourites like Walking Dead, Invincible, anything by Robert Kirkman, I love you. I've gone off you a little bit late, but you know, that's because I've been finding some others like Warren Ellis, who I also love.
Warren Ellis.
Ed Brubaker, who I want babies with. There's a few.
Yeah. See, I haven't got as many.
J. Michael Straczynski, you are a god!
I haven't got as many. Wide range of those. I'm a Marvel DC guy. I haven't had as much experience.
I must help you. Because I go into Forbidden Planet and they go, that was really good, you should read that. And I go, okay.
Yeah, I know you do.
Because I'm an idiot. But then again, they've never really sort of steered me wrong. I didn't love, amazingly, The Inhumans, which was a trade back in a Marvel one with the Inhuman characters. That was a little bit boring. But other than that, I've been, the Mike and the Harry out there, you got some good advice. Ex Machina.
No, you don't need to talk
why,
about
why? Amazing stuff. Why? My God, why the
Amy is huge old school Tank Girl fan, and that's a niche. Yeah. I mean, shit, what's some of the stuff, obscure stuff I used to read? Can't remember now. That was useless, wasn't it?
Well done there!
Failed!
That was a great little bit of Armin and Ari there.
Yeah, I was going back to my old time. Before.
Okay, what other stuff am I really into at the moment? Always picking up more White, always picking up more Invincible and Kirkman. What was that X Machina? I'm trying to think what it was. I could look in my wish list.
Hey.
Tell me.
Cable and Deadpool. So much fun.
Oh, you love your Cable and
Deadpool. Love my Deadpool. Deadpool's great. Except for the new Deadpool comic artist, the one who's doing the important stuff at the moment. You fucking suck. I was reading
you need
some...
to find out his name.
Yeah,
you
I
need
can't...
to find out his name. You're
doing...
going to bag the guy, you need to know who he is.
Guy who's doing Wolverine Origins with Deadpool. Oh my god, the art was so static. Wolverine's standing there, Deadpool's swinging in on a rope to kill him, but it looks like he's just, you know, just standing there holding the rope. There's no leg, nothing. It just looks like shit.
Something else I want to mention, Planetary. I mentioned it already, but that is some of the greatest DC kind of stuff I've ever read. It's so good. Warren Ellis again, he's god.
Battle Pope.
Yes.
I'm loving some Battle Pope.
Got you onto Battle Pope. Robert Kirkman.
See, we were Battle Pope fans before. We just never actually got around to buying
it. How can you be a fan of something and not reading it? Read it.
I've read the first part of it. I read the first release as a comic, not as a trade paperback.
Okay.
So I knew the basic story about it, and Amy is a fan of Battle Pope, but we never actually owned any of it. And now we own the first one, and oh my god.
Because we buy good gifts.
Yeah, you rock with your gifts. Jesus is a pot-smoking hippie who flies guns at people. And
as he should be.
The Pope fucks as many women as he can, smokes big cigars, drinks, has buns of steel.
Doesn't he dual wield SMGs as well?
Yeah. Spends half his time checking out his package, and looking in his trousers and goes, oh my god, I never knew they made one bigger. Yeah.
Oh, Kirkman's irreverence is great.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's hilarious.
So thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. That was the first ever podcast from Dork in Your Eye, and put together by the Climbing Shrimp Production Company. I hope you'll be tuning in next time. Now for the legal bit, I guess you could say. The podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons license, also known as CC, which you can get more information for off the blog. Thank you very much to a great band called Porno Diva for being able to, you know, put the music out there under their own creative licensing. I used two tracks of theirs, Don't Miss Me and Go Away, off their album Fist. Some cool stuff. Definitely you should go and check it out. And the site I actually sourced their music from was a site called Jamendo.com, which is Jamendo.com, full of wicked, like, free MP3s to download and enjoy, you know, or share, or anything you want to do with them, basically. I just wanted to give credit to where these guys, you know. And I can't wait for you to come and tune in next week and leave some comments and feedback on our blog about what you feel about the show, maybe where we can go. Please forgive any poor editing. It was my first time. I hope it's passable at least. So, see you next time. Bye for now.